Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Do you remember the first thing you bought with your own money? Or something that your kids bought? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Raven, producer Sean, I was trying to teach my five-year-old a lesson last night about money.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it backfired. I don't know if it backfired, but I refuse to pay for in-app purchases. You know, like when you download the apps and they're free, but then once you get in there, all the additional things cost like $1.99.
Buy the skin, buy the extra guys, yeah. Buy this, buy that, yeah.
So paywalls for everything.
Oh, it's so annoying. And I refuse to spend money because I think it's fake. Like, I'd rather buy you a toy at the store than buy these in-app purchases that you're going to play for 5 minutes and then forget, and then it keeps charging me $6.99 every 3 months that I forgot. So she has a Bluey app that she really likes, and it has all these in-app purchases, and she's been begging me, and I said no and no. And finally, yesterday, I go, if you want them, you have to use your own money.
Mm-hmm.
And she went upstairs. She marched herself right to her piggy bank.
Dakota, if you really want the Bluey game, we have to pay money, and I'm going to use your money. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right, we're going to go in your piggy bank and take it, okay?
Okay.
You really ready to give up all this money for that game?
Yeah.
All right. You're using your own money. Okay.
Okay.
I give her like 600 outs. I was like, I kept asking the same question over and over and over again.
Here's the thing, though. She doesn't care. Like, that money has no value to her at this point. All money is the same. And guess what? Mommy, daddy, grandma, grandpa, they'll give me more anyways.
Well, it's true. And that's the problem. It's like, she's like, yeah, you want to take some of these coins? Take these coins. Like, whatever. She's like,
I can't drive myself to a store.
Right.
I don't know what anything costs. You'll provide it for me if I tell you I want it.
I don't know. You remember the first thing you bought? Because I think, like, when you're a kid and you're getting, like, your birthday money, it's different from when you get a job. You gotta buy something.
I'm gonna say gum and stuff aside. I mean, I remember like my first big purchase where I handed over a couple $100 was for skateboard and skateboard stuff when I was like, I don't know, 10 or 11.
Wow.
And, you know, looking back on it now, like it was everything I had to have. And I might even taken a dollar from a wallet or two from my parents on that one. And $5 grip tape is not a good investment. I'm just going to say that, all right? Even if it was blue or pink or whatever it was.
I would love to watch you skateboard now.
Oh, no. I wouldn't do it, man. I'm not that stupid.
You know, it's funny. I mean, like you said, like aside from like little snacks and things you buy when you're a kid here and there, I think the first big purchase for me was, you guys know the band The Gorillaz?
Yes.
It was their first album that came out on cassette back in like 2000.
I miss cassettes.
Yeah.
What?
And I probably wore that cassette down. Like if you listen to that cassette now, that thing is probably like in slow motion and just so bad.
Yeah.
He said I miss cassette. What do you miss about cassettes, Raven?
I used to have a case. It was like the size of a briefcase, and it would carry like, I don't know, 30 or 45 of them.
Having to wind them like
with the pencil.
Yeah. You stick a pencil in there and wind it.
And there was nothing worse than if it stopped all of a sudden in your car, and then you hit eject and pulled it out, and it was like stuck in there. You're like, oh, no! No!
There goes that cassette.
Because you don't know if it's the cassette or the radio. Your whole life could be over.
I miss cassettes. That's so cool.
I miss carrying around 40 pounds of music. Right.
I don't know. What's the first thing you bought with your own money when you were growing up? Or if you're like me, watching your kid do it for the first time, what are they buying? 1-800-330-9999. What was the first thing you bought with your own money when you were a kid? Or the first thing that your child bought? My five-year-old, I was so disappointed yesterday.
You were like, this is not good financial planning.
Yeah. I hate the in-app purchases. It makes me crazy because I think it's just flushing money down the toilet. So I refused to buy her the in-app purchases for a Bluey game that she had.
Yeah.
And she was like, I use my own money. She went upstairs. She got her piggy bank. And what was I going to do?
Right. You can't do nothing.
I took her $7 right out of it.
I mean, that's how a lesson is learned anyways. When your husband being in finance, you know, he can get on her about saving later on.
1-800-330-9999. First thing that you or your kids bought with your own money. Scott.
I was 12 or 13 years old. I bought myself a brand new pair of skis because we're a family of seven, and we always had hand-me-down, used, junky skis.
Yeah.
So I was cutting lawns, shoveling driveways, and they were $99 for a brand new pair of skis.
Get out of here!
Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh! I like my family has. I don't ski, but my husband and my kids do, and it's so funny because every year we have that discussion about is this the year that they buy their own skis? And then I look at the prices, and I'm like, nope, you're gonna rent them again like you do every other year. $99 skis is a bargain.
Crazy.
Well, that was in 1978.
Right. Yes.
Right. You could have bought a Trans Am for $7,000. Wow. Hey, Mickey, first thing you bought with your own cash, what do you remember?
Oh, my gosh. Never forget it. $16, and it was a skateboard.
Yeah.
I was about 10 years old, and my mother said, you can do it, but you got to pay your own money. So I did. And she said, if you do get a skateboard, you're going to have 5 rules. I think I can only remember 4 of them. And she said, if you're going down a hill, go across the hill so you don't pick up too much speed. If you're going too fast, jump off. And if you're going to jump off, cover your head and jump towards the grass.
There's no money for the helmet.
Yeah, I was going to say, the fifth rule that we forgot is get a helmet.
Back then.
How about you, Owen? What was the first thing you bought with the money when you were a kid?
I bought a huge bag of sour cream and green onion potato chips. And I proceeded to eat the entire thing in an afternoon, and it was not good. It was not a good scene.
You know what? Sometimes it's the simplest pleasures. Whenever I go to Costco or BJ's or whatever by myself, whenever I'm in one of the big box stores, you know how they always have those huge bags of potato chips, and it's like 2 for $9 or whatever? I don't eat those potato chips. I don't even really eat potato chips, but I always buy them when I'm there. Because I'm like, you know what? I need a 7-pound bag of Fritos. I deserve it. I deserve it. I'm going to get the kind of Doritos that I want that nobody else gets. Oh, here we go. 6 pounds of Funyuns? What do you mean nobody eats Funyuns anymore? I'm taking these.
James, first thing you bought with your own money when you were a kid?
I saved up and I got this really cool electric scooter that went up to like 20, 25 miles an hour. And 2 weeks into me owning it, it broke while I was riding it. Had a slip and fall. Messed up my face.
That's exactly why your parents didn't want you to have it in the first place, right?
Which is why
we had to raise the money to get it ourselves.
One of my good friends, Danielle, her son Cole, always wants the most dangerous things. And then he always gets them. And I look at her and she goes, he used his own money. Like, what am I going to do? And I was like, I don't know. Still doesn't seem right. <You know?
laughs> Right. He drives by at 30 miles per hour.
Oh my gosh. I mean, all the things that I guess normal. I'm a helicopter mom. I should not, you know.
It's boy mom stuff,
it's
too.
It's boy mom things.
Yeah, it's boy mom stuff.
They
you got to be ready.
Yes, the ATV and all those things that I think he's just going to hurt himself all the time. And then he usually does.
Yeah,
but
we're not going to tell you every time.
Yeah.
It's something we got to learn for ourselves. Yeah. I applaud you, sir. I applaud you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.